It's always tough to play on the road, especially in these games. Obviously, I thought they had a great atmosphere here for them. You know, I thought we did a good job defensively. We held them to maybe the lowest they've had at home, but we just didn't obviously score enough. You know, we had some issues on offense today, unfortunately.
Henry?
Yeah, Coach, you know, Lehigh, they're really good at forcing turnovers, but I guess just what do you kind of see in the turnover aspect from your side?
Yeah, I thought it was more unforced. You know, they obviously pressure, right? They're very long and very active, but I thought a lot of we're just shooting ourselves in the foot, where we didn't take care of the ball. We didn't, you know, execute the things that we prepped. And you're talking about, you know, turnovers and O-boards, second chance opportunities. They didn't score much in the half court in the second half. It was all off the free throw line too. So again, I thought we did a good job defensively. We just we didn't take care of the ball enough and have enough possessions.
What were some of the things you think were kind of going well in that win, obviously against Lehigh at the end of the year, that weren't kind of happening today?
You know, the time we played them at home, I thought a lot was going well for us. Most specifically scoring wise, you know, I thought we got a lot, you know, offensively. I thought we were able to attack downhill, get to the free throw line. I thought our post really showed up at home, where I think today we just look flustered against their pressure. Whether they trapped us or if it was individual pressure on the ball, again, we just looked a little flustered. We couldn't really move side to side in our offense like we wanted to. We just didn't have a good flow today.
Feels like the energy since your offensively has kind of been lacking on the road relative to at home. I don't know if you agree with that, and if you do, why do you think that's kind of happening this year?
I think it's just like a comfortability piece. You know, I think we feel really comfy at home and in front of our fans, and then you have, you know, this is the most they've had of a crowd at Lehigh that I've ever played. So I thought the fan base that they had today was really, really great for them, and it made it really difficult. You're shooting a free throw and you have a million people waving stuff behind, and it just makes it difficult, which is why, you know, it's so crucial to try to get these home games and try to get these high seeds so that you're able to host. It's a big advantage.
Jose, do you have one question?
Yes, I do. Coach, every year since you've been the head coach, the girls reached to the semifinals. How difficult is it not to be one of the final four teams in the Patriot League?
You know, I talked to them after the game just about growth over the season, and I straight up asked them, I said, you think we've gotten better since the first game? And we have. We've gotten better, and I know it's hard for someone like Alex who fouled out of her last game, but the foundation that she's built with a young team to move forward next year and the year after to compete a little bit better, I think is going to be really great. So as far as growth goes, I'm happy with that. But, you know, it's just difficult. Like I said, we didn't earn a seat at home, and it makes it really difficult to play on the road and try to win out.
Henry?
Yeah, Coach. The last time you guys beat Lehigh, it felt like you guys were almost able to run them off the floor. It felt a little bit different today. I guess just what were kind of the issues transition defense-wise?
One, it was turnovers. You know, they were scoring a lot off our turnovers. We took some quick shots, which is something we talk about that's equal to a turnover probably. So you saw us in the first half, we were gassed. It was because we were playing in transition, and then we were playing too fast for us. And I told them, like, we're not going to get in a track meet with them. They're very good in transition. They're the fastest team in the conference. And that's not really how we wanted to play. We wanted to play fast to advantage. But when there wasn't an advantage, we needed to make them guard a little bit more. And that was this way, not forward. So I thought we did a better job in the second half of that. Again, it's just we needed to take care of the ball at the end of the day and have more possessions.
Have you spoken to Alex since the game ended? And if so, kind of what was just your message to her after her last
Yeah,
game?
You know, it's a big piece of her legacy in general and what she's left behind. And obviously, like, she wanted to compete and win a championship before she left here. But she's going to go on to do amazing things. She wants to coach and affect young women's lives, and she's going to do that. But she's done that while she's here, too, as a captain, as being a part of teams that were the best teams to arguably play here in a long time, winning a regular season, breaking ton of records, you know, so she didn't finish on the way she did. But if you look at her career as a collective, it's what I told her, that's what matters, is the collective, is the memories she's made and the friends she's made and the sisterhood and all those things. Like, she's got to think about those pieces. It doesn't come down to one game for her.
We'll take two more questions from you guys.
I mean, you obviously arrived here being what she did, right? I guess just, like, what are your emotions that now that her career is over and just kind
yeah.
of reflect on that?
It is emotional, you know, and she's the first that I've had to go through 4 years here. Obviously, Natalie's a senior. I've only had her for a year and a half. So it's a little different where you see the growth of someone from a freshman to a senior. And obviously proud of the accolades and what she's done and, you know, the wins that she's gotten us and those sorts of things. But even more proud of her growth as a leader. She's a two-time captain. And if you said that when her freshman year she got here, she wouldn't even talk. We had to try to get her to talk. So she's grown tremendously through that. Just her demeanor on the floor, how she communicates with her teammates. She's a connector of the team. Everyone gravitates toward her. So it's hard. Like, I wish I could have another year with her, obviously. But I'm just excited to see her growth and see what she's going to do in the future.
Yeah, the last one for me is just kind of, what was the message at halftime? And how did you guys kind of try to refocus going into that third quarter, and maybe what went wrong in it?
It was very similar to what I said now. We were still shooting higher than from 2 and 3. We were turning the ball over and we weren't boxing out. I thought the second half, we talked about being clean. I thought it was even harder in the second half with points off the free throw line. Because again, we kind of stopped them for the most part in the half court in the second half. It was just we were fouling too much. So it was kind of a similar MO of, we need to take care of the ball and do these things, and this is where we want to attack. And then we needed to box out and take away second chance points.
Jose, if you have 1 to 2 questions, we'll take it now.
Yeah. Coach, what do you saw of Schwartner in the first half of the game, going 4 for 5 from the field and scoring 10 points?
Allison's performance in the first half, scoring 10 points, 4 for 5 from the field.
Yeah, I mean, she's just a fearless kid. Like, obviously, she's all freshman, and I'm excited for her, you know, seeing her next year and having 3 more years with her, but she's just fearless. You saw her, they were pressuring up on her. She's on the perimeter trying to take it to the basket, and she's trying to take it within herself of, when we said to attack the pressure against them, you know, we didn't think that they could keep us in front totally, and that was an advantage for us, and she took that to heart. And you know, she's a competitor. At the end of the day, she's going to compete to try to win, and that's the fearlessness piece and why she is on the all-freshman team.
Jose, do you have anything else?
I have one more question. Lily Fandre, one of their top scorers in the first half with 12 points. How the girls were looking to stop her in the second half of the game?
It's just guarding her at the three is the biggest piece. She's a phenomenal shooter, you know, arguably one of the best shooters in the conference, and we were playing a lot in transition in the first half, and I think, you know, that was a piece of it. We lost her a lot there. But for us, it was trying to just find her, close out to her, make her put it on the floor. And I thought we had a tough time doing that with her.
Last question. Anything else?
I guess just, what do you, like, as you as a coach, what did you kind of learn from this year? Obviously, it's been like your most difficult year for you so far.
Yeah, you know, it's been difficult. I kind of underestimated the difficult part with a young team.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, this year I've learned a lot as far as like what different teams are going to need, and this team needed something much different. I adjusted my coaching style even in practice as far as what they needed. But like I said, my main goal too, through the non-conference, through the conference, was to see growth, and I definitely saw that. Again, I think we are much better than what we started this season. And you know, championships are not just like a process of within a year. It's year by year, and again, we're building this foundation for this year, and we're going to be so much better next year for it. So that's an exciting piece, but just continuing to see, like, we're still not going to be old. We'll be a little bit older than what we are. So, you know, I thought we figured out more, too, of, like, what the team needs to be successful, which is a success in my mind.